The Rambam is very geschmack, but we have to learn the Gemara too. I just like to tell a little, maybe I told you this story, not a true story, just an apocryphal story they used to tell. I used to hear about it. That a fellow went to visit a big Lubavitch Gvir, and he was showing him his library, and he has all the Chabad works, which is a huge amount. You know, they have a tremendous literature. So he shows him how much shelves and shelves, bookcases, and bookcases of Chabad's farm. Then he shows him on the top shelf, he has a Shas, and he says, and their Gemaras I have also. Their Gemaras I also have. So we did the Ramah, but we have to do their Gemaras too. So let's start from the top, really the bottom of the omer. I'm an aleph in the base. Zaken by abala chesed ala ches aviv. So we have to elin aleik and abala chesed ala ches aviv ala chesimay ala chesishtay ala eshes achiv ala eshes achiyaviv ala nida. They all have malchus. It's in the mission of elin aleik. So you see that by all these arayas of chayvik chorus, there's malchus. So kaim lo dein aleik mishalat. The rule is that you can't have malchus and mammon. Can't have both a chiyuv malchus and mammon. So in our Mishnah says there's a chiyuv mammon of kras. In the Mishnah over there it says there's a chiyuv malchus. So he is chayim shnei advarim halalu. That's the word's kasha. Says Rashi, the chayim alone, they don't like him shalom. The nafgalon lekamon mikrei rishos like mishum mishachas etam chayim v'yitam chayim mishum shnei rishoyes. And the Gemara already now apparently knows that drasha of kdei rishos, or at least knows that halacha that you can't be like him shalom. So Taisus says. Gemara didn't have to wait till the end of Abala Chais. You could have asked it already about Mamzeres. Diktani Abala Mamzeres Yesh Laknas. But also Tani Delokiela, and that's also in Chayvil Avin. It also has Malkus. The Mishnah over there also has Abala Mamzeres. So the Gemara already could have asked the steer from the Reishim Mishnah. Ela not the Hochad Abala Chais LeMifach Mireishim Masdis and the Hosim the Chayvil Avin Shluim Shom Basa Chayvil Krisus. In our Mishnah Mamzeres the Reishim Chayvil Koras is the Sefer. The Mishnah over there is all the way around. Mamzeres is the Seif and Chayvikoros is the Reisha. So maybe it's more convenient for the Gemara to wait till the end of the year so that it doesn't have to quote the whole Mishnah. It says Eilin Aleikin. It has to quote Eilin Aleikin. And if it want to get to Mamzeres, it would have to give you the whole Mishnah through Chayvikoros all the way through Mamzeres. So therefore it's more economical to wait till we get to Chayvikoros and that Mishnah, and then we can just ask from the Reisha of that Mishnah. But it's our Chalavi called Mishnah Ada Bala Mamzeres. Yeah, and it was less than worse kasha. So interesting, Rabbi Kvega brings from Rabbi Beresh, the son of Yeshua, that he has the following kasha. Taisus and Yevamos and Daphne Tez has a nidin. Ordinarily speaking, of course, we pass by all Arayas. The chiyuv comes b'shas ha'arah. You don't need the gemar bio. The chiyuv is already by tchilis bio, by the ha'arah. Like it's what ha'arah is. Neshika ha'achnas ha'tor, but ha'kaponim, the chiyuv is by the ha'arah. Taisus has it sad that maybe, and the Gemara has a rebbe for that. We learn that from Nidus Mekayra Hera, and then from Nidus we learn that to all our eyes with the Kesha Rav Yoina, and from there we learn that to elsewhere. We have rebuyim that in Kol Terkula Haro is a bia. So Taisus says that it could be that by Oinus and Mufata there we don't have any rebuy for Haro. All the rebuyim are by our eyes, by other things, but by Oinus and Mufata there is no rebuy for Haro. So maybe taka by oinus and mufata the chiv is only by the gemar bia. It's a tzad in Tosus and Yevamos Daphne Tes. So Tosus, so Rabbi Kvega brings this sort of bearish est. So what's the gemar's kash altogether? So it comes out that the chiv malchus and the chiv knas are not at the same time. The chiv malchus is for the hara, and the chiv malchus is for the hara, and the chiv oinus and mufata, the chiv knas is for the gemar bia. So it's not simultaneous. The chiv malchus comes first. The chiv malchus is finished first. The chiv malchus is finished by the hara. So already by the time by the gemar bia is already finished with the chiv malchus. So this Rav Beresh answered that even though there's a chiv malchus. The chiyuv of achoisle, the chiyuv of arayis, is for the hara, but it's for the gemar miyah too. Now it's enough to do hara in order to have a chiyuv, in order to have a chiyuv malchus. But the chiyuv malchus is also kolal varbi as well, meaning that's also a bia. You know, it's a chiddush hara is a bia, but gemar bia is for sure a bia. So the Baal HaChaisai, he's Baal HaChaisai from beginning to end. So maybe it's Chayav Malkus from, he's Chayav Malkus for the entire, if he would only do Haro, he'd be Chayav Malkus for the Haro. But if he does Haro till Gemar Biyo, so then he's Chayav Malkus for the whole thing, because the whole thing goes into the Maaseh Biyo. So maybe Chayav Malkus is for the entire duration of the Biyo, from beginning to end. Maybe it's Kailo the Shas Chayav Misa as well. And he brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks a similar question by Maaseh HaGodesh. Maaseh HaGodesh, so we say he's parted from the Godesh because he's Chayav Chilul Shabbos. Maaseh HaGodesh B'Shabbos, the Mishnah. So the Yerushalmi asks, one second, he's Chayav Misa already when he burned at the beginning of the Godesh. So why is he parted for the rest of the Godesh? Maybe he doesn't have to pay for the beginning of the Godesh because that was a Chayav Misa. But now he's already Chayav Misa for the beginning of the Godesh. He can't be Chayav Misa twice. It's only Chayav Misa once. So why is he Chayav for the rest of the Godesh? Answers the Yerushalmi. That is not so. He's Chayav Misa. I'll call Shibboleth for Shibboleth. The Chayav Misa of God, he can't kill it. How many times can only kill him once? But Be'etzin, there is a Chayav Misa for every part of the Godesh. So the Chayav Misa is Koil of the entire Godesh. So who I didn't said this Aberish, the Chayav Malkus of here is Koil of the entire Maisabir. Avkan, Rabbi Kreger brings from Aberish. So Rabbi Kreger himself says he doesn't think it's analogous. He says that over there, what's the difference between the two cases? What? No, that makes it even stronger. Yeah.
But the Godesh, there's no Rishon Lo Maisa. Meaning, he only did one thing at the beginning, everything just happened itself.
Okay, maybe. But this Rokhega has a different color, yeah.
You only need folk or what? Some one Maisa
Diyah. That makes it, that also makes it, that makes it better, not worse. What's the case of there? There's a case of what? Of Misa Mamon. Here we're talking about a case of Malkus Mamon. So what's the difference if it's Misa Mamon or Malkus Mamon? So there's a very big difference. Misa Mamon is part of the Mishayim. Malkus Mamon is only been Mesed. It's Machaikas will be later, Yechon Rish Lachish. But meanwhile, we're assuming in the Gemara that it's, we'll see in Taisa, but Akapanim. La Locha, I don't know, it's only Malkus Mamon is only been Mesed, not Mishayim. Right? Somebody was says Rabbi Kreger, the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that Avadi is only Chayav Misa for the first Shibboleth. You can't kill him twice. Once he's Chayav Misa for the first Shibboleth, that's it. He's not Chayav Misa again. Just the Yerushalmi just means that if he wouldn't be Chayav Misa for the first Shibboleth, then we would kill him for the second Shibboleth. The mice we're going to kill him for the first Shibboleth. We're not going to kill him for the second Shibboleth. He's already dead. I mean, he already has a Chayav Misa. Once he has a Chayav Misa, we can't even Chayav him again. The Yerushalmi just means that theoretically, every single Shibboleth has, in theory, a Chayav Misa attached to it. So it's like Gar from Chayav Misa Shayugim. What's Chayav Misa Shayugim? He's not really Chayav Misa, but he's doing the Maisa that theoretically could be Chayav Misa. So every Shibboleth is Shibboleth. He may not be Chayav Misa except for the first Shibboleth, but he's doing the Maisa that one could be Chayav Misa on, and by Misa Mammon, that's enough to pater. But over here, we're talking about Malkus Mammon. Malkus Mammon. It's only been Mesa, not B'Shogig. Says Rebbe Kreger over here, maybe you're disreversed, isn't that right? Once he's Chayav Malkus for the Tchilas Biyo. Once he's Chayav Malkus for the Tchilas Biyo. So maybe that's it. He's Chayav Malkus for the Tchilas Biyo. He's not Chayav Malkus for this for the later, for the rest of the Biyo. Now, come on, that's it. Rebbe Kreger doesn't think this Chiluk of Reverish is right. Look if Adover, you know, this it's not so posh, this Rebbe Kreger. It could be Reverish. I mean, the Chor is a Malkum to say that Reverish is right. That of course he could be Chayav Misa for the first Shibboleth. If he would only burn one Shibboleth, he'd be Chayav Misa for one Shibboleth. But Lemaisi burned down the whole Godesh. And there was one Hasra for the whole, there was one Hasra, he burned down the whole Godesh for Hasra. So maybe the Chayav Misa is talking for the whole Godesh. That's what Beresh's word. Beresh's word is that the Chayav Misa is for the whole. The Kvega learned Pshat and Yerushalmi, the Chayav Misa is for the first Shibboleth. Yerushalmi just means, but he could have been Chayav Misa for the later Shibboleth too, if he hadn't been Chayav Misa for the first Shibboleth. He could have been Chayav Misa for the other ones, so it's like Gar from Chayav Misa Shayigim. Beresh's Havana is that, no, a person burns down one Shibboleth, he's Chayav Misa for one Shibboleth. If he burns down 10 Shibboleths with one Hasra, then he's Chayav Misa for all 10 at once. And if he burns down a whole Godesh, he's Chayav Misa for the whole Godesh. And who had him by Bio? By Baal HaChaisai. Avad, if you would only do Haro, it'd be Chayav Malkus for the Haro, but if he does a Haro until the Gemar Biyo, so the Chayav Malkus is Koil, the entire Biyo, it's one Maaseh Biyo, the Chayav Malkus is everything. So the Chayav, if we've only been down in Svara, I hear Rabbi Kreger that Yerushalmi is not a riot, but Avad in Svara, the Seberish has a Malkum. The Maaseh Rabbi Kreger doesn't like this this Haberish. I mean, nothing personal, but he doesn't like this bar. So he says a different tense. Rabbi Kvega says that the Maisa Tosis over there points out, Tosis again has this tzad, that maybe the Chi of Knas only for the Gemara Bia. So Tosis themselves over there in Yevamos and Daphne Tess asks, but by the Gemara Bia, she's already not a Psulim. The Hashoros of Psulim is by the Arua. So how could you say the Chi of Knas is for the Gemara Bia? Lu Yitzur, somebody else would do a Arua on her, and then he would be Ma'anasir. He wouldn't be Chayav Knas because she's not a Psulim. So now he's boiling. But the Chi of Knas is for the Gemara Bia, according to this Tzad and Tosis. By the time you get to the Gemara Bia, she's no longer a Psula, so how can you be Chayav Knas? So Tosis says that you would have to say, according to this Tzad, it's only a Tzad and Tosis, but according to this Tzad and Tosis, you would have to say that Ahochi Chayav Rachmano, that's the Chiyuv. That even though the Chiyuv is for the Gemara Bia, but there's a Tanai, that if he is Masha Her Basulim, then he's Chayev Knas for the Gemara Bia. Because you need a Maisa Bia, and that's Gemara Bia, because we don't have a Rebia for Arab. So you need a Maisa Bia in order to be called a Ma'anis, and that requires a Gemara Bia. But, how you have to do it in a Psula? It's called that he was Ma'anis Psula, since by the Tchilas Bia, he was Boiler. He was the one who was Masha Psula. He was the one who made her. In the Lashon Tosh is Ahachi Chayev Rechmon, it's Hagdor exactly. Ahachi Chayev Rechmon. Somehow, it's like Xeris HaKosov. When he does the Tchilas Bia, And he is Masha Lipsulim, not somebody else. So that's like if he meets that condition, then he's Chayev Knas for the Gemara Bia. Rabbi Kreger calls it a Tanoia Chiyuv. It's a condition of the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv itself is the Gemara Bia. But a Tanoia of the Chiyuv is that he was Masha Lipsulim in the Tchilas Bia. So Rabbi Kreger is Mechadish that even though the Chiyuv Malkus is for the Tchilas Bia, and the Chiyuv Knas is for the Gemara Bia, but since the Tchilis Bia is also a Tnai in the Chiyuv Knas, it's one of the Tnoi Chiyuv of the Chiyuv Mammon, so there's Kinle with the Rav Minei and the Tnoi Chiyuv as well. But since Bishas, the Tchilis Bia, which is a condition of the Chiyuv Knas, he was also Chayiv Malkus. So Melech also has Kinle with the Rav Minei. Kilu Asoyach, let's show you Craig's Lashon, it's Kilu Asoyach. That since Bishas, the Hashoros HaPsulim, he was Chayav Malkus, and there's a dim kimle d'rabbanei that ain't anum loikum mishalim. So memela, the Hashoros HaPsulim le'inyan knas is kilu asoy acher, and it cannot contribute to the Chiyuv Mamon. The Chiyuv Mamon itself is for the Gemar Bia, but the Hascholos HaBia contributes to the Chiyuv Mamon, because if somebody else does it, then he wouldn't be Chayav Mamon. He wouldn't be Chayav Knas. He has to do it. So it's a contributor. The Maisa of Tchilas Bia makes a contribution to the Chiyuv Mamon. And there's Kimle Virabinei on things that make a contribution to the Chiyuv Mamon as well. Because a Maisa that's Mechayev Malkus cannot be a Maisa that even contributes to the Chiyuv Mamon. So Rabbi Kvega, we had this Rabbi Kvega before. Anybody remember where we had this Rabbi Kvega? Tyson Gittin. Rabbi Kvega, Rabbi Kvega connects this to the Tosis and Gittin by where Tosis talks about Menasech. Remember Tosis and Gittin, Dachnu Beis and Beis. Chalkas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Menasech means Ma'arev. Shmuel rather says Menasech means Ma'arev. Which one was whom? Shmuel says Menasech means Ma'arev. It can't be Menasech Mamish because Kimli Drabine. If it's Menasech Mamish, it's Kimli Drabine. And Rav said, no, it's not Kimli Drabine because the Chiyuv Mamon is when he picks up the ayin, and the Chiyuv Nisach is when he pours the ayin. So it's not Mevasachas. He's Rav Yirmiyah. So therefore, there's no Kimli Drabine. So Taisa's done. So what's Pshat and Shmuel? Rav is right. So what's Pshat and Shmuel? So Taisa's one Mahalach that Agbot Tzerech Nisuch. So let's see, it's Yeshul HaGbom, Yeshul Nisuch B'lo HaGbom. Talked about a lot. But then Tais is another tzad, that even though the Chiyuv Mamon is for the Gneva, for the original Gneva, but since one of the Tnoya Chiyuv, this is the way Rabbi Kvega understood Tais, one of the Tnoya Chiyuv is that he has to be Menasech Liyayin himself. Because if somebody else is menasachid, then it's really hezek shein nikkur slash mehezek. It's only if he's menasachid that we can't send that as a din of hezekah. So one of the tnoi achi was that he has to be menasachid himself. And since b'shas nisuch he was chayim miso, so this kimelei rabbeinu. So Rabbi Craig understands pshat in that tosus that there's kimelei rabbeinu and the tnoi achiyuv. So he says that's the same he said over here. There's kimelei rabbeinu and the tnoi achiyuv. So since the haschalas habi is one of the tnoi achiyuv, you could have kimelei rabbeinu and the tnoi achiyuv also. That kind of Rabbi Craig. Yeah. So just a maisa. First of all, I don't go that tosus itself b'shas maisa. We had different pshat in that tosus, not like Rabbi Craig. The pshat in that tosus is the Shmuel holds that that when he's menasechit, that's not just the tnai and the chiyuv, that's the mechayev, because they only constant him that has the nif hezek nikri, that legabe that has the nif tavro. Clap the original nevish kilu is it's kilu it's hezek shen nikri. It's the same hezek shen nikri as if somebody else is menasechit. The knas that if you menasechit yourself, it becomes like yechayev. That was said clap the mechayev of tavro. That if you steal something and then it was tavro v'yadayim, that's a new mechayev. So klapi that new mechayev hezek that being menasek of yadayim has a din of tavra, has a din of a mazik. Yeah, that was then. I'm not going to spend any time on that again. But I just bothered me. Something else is bothering me. It's fine. We'll grant. It's bothering me in Rabbi Krager. We'll grant Rabbi Krager his havon in the Taisus. But it's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Meister Rav is chaylik on that. Rav says that it's not kimli d'rabbanei, because the chayef for the hagvah and the nisuch is later on. I the nisuch is one that's no yachiv. So you see, b'chayim it's muchach. Even within Rabbi Kreger's understanding of Taisus and Gittin, that this nekuda, whether there's kimli d'rabbanei and the no yachiv, is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Some of the loch is like Rav. Maybe not. Maybe it goes into halacha Shmuel Bedini. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the halacha is like Shmuel over there. I have to check out how he passed like Rabbi like Shmuel. Hakaponim, I thought it was Ha'aron Tosis. Ha'aron Rabbi Kreger. He says this. He said this. Kimli Rabbi Neyad Roy Achiv. He quotes the Tosis in Gittin. But the Chayyim, this Nekud itself is a Machlokes Rabbi and Shmuel. Even Lishitosli in his Havon and Tosis. Okay. Anyway, this is a side issue. Let's go on. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, like Kasha, Kan b'chayse nara, Kan b'chayse begeres. It's not Rashi. Masnisim b'chayse nara, dika knas. Our Mishnah is going, why chayse nara? By chayse nara, there is knas. V'sfir leidim leidim shalom v'lei loki. And Ula Shita is that whenever this knas, itaka, don't get malchus. In other words, in the knas between malchus and mammon, Ula Shita is leidim shalom v'lei loki. So our Mishnah that says that there's knas, that's talking about achayse naira. Once there's knas, there's no mammon. And the Mishnah over there is talking about achayse begeris. Since it's achayse begeris, there's no knas, and therefore you get malchus. In fact, the Gemara achayse begeris nami ha'ika boishes b'kam. What about boishes b'kam? In other words, even by achayse begeris, there's still boishes b'kam. So why isn't that pater for malchus? According to Ula, that should pater for malchus. What does Rashi say? Boishes of Gam. The Gabe Knasu to be in a Naira. I felt Boishes Mimainu. Strange lesson. What's that to do with the fact that Boishes is Mimainu? And if Boishes will be Knas? Ram happens all the Boishes is Knas. There's still some of the Boishes by Abigaris. That's not the Nukud. And the Nukud is that by Knas, there's Exeris Akosu. They need a Naira. By Boishes of Gam, there's no such Exeris Akosu. It was strange to me, the Lashon HaRash. Gabi Knasu Debi Naira, Abel Boishis Mimainu. I suppose the Pasha Debshad, a little bit darker than the Lashon HaRash, I suppose the Pasha Debshad HaRash is that Boishis is not part of the Pasha of Einus HaMafata. It's not a Dover Chodesh in the Pasha of Einus HaMafata. It's the regular moment that we have by all Chavolos. In other words, I should tell him, don't think Boishes B'Gam is some special din by Einus HaMafata. If it was a special din by Einus HaMafata, then it would be limited to a Naira. No, Boishes B'Gam is the regular Boishes B'Gam of Chavolos. It's a regular Mamayna. In Mele, there's no reason that it should be limited to a Naira. Yeah, now, if that's the case, it's not like the Rambam. Anyway, the Rambam is a Shita Yechidah. The Rambam holds Boshu Kam is Takakras. But anyway, we're not in the Rambam. So, Upkam, what's Pkam? So, Rashi, Kilu Yishivchon Im Keres, Peshul Kam, Pilchus Im Yidamel, Vasila Evet Sheesh Lerabbi Keres, Ruch Emenu Kidol Kamon. The Hoba Begeres Nam Yisa. So what is the Gemara answer? So my answer is B'shaita. Says Rashi, she ain't la boishes. V'dom and limka b'shuk nami ain't la. Frank the Gemara, v'yikot tzaira. What about tzaira? Says Rashi, doch izan mas nisin ha-mefata noisin boishes ka ha-meknas moise v'lov ha-inu she noisin is a tzaira. So the Gemara answer is b'mefuta. The mission in Malkus is talking about a mefuta with his no tzar. Rashi, the tzar can mean the common pirkin because he misses mefuta in the tzar. So, bottom line of this teretz in the Gemara is that it's talking about a begeris who's a shaita, who's a mefuta. Begeris, shaita, mefuta. Why do you need all three things? Because if she wasn't a begeris, then the knas will go to the father. And if the knas goes to the father, why do you need all three things? One, she's a mefuta, so she's meichel the knas. Why did I say mefuta? She's a mefuta. End of story. She's a mefuta, so she's meichel. Like the Gemara is going to say by Hemshah. Teretz says, no, how could she be meichel? If the knas is going to the father, she can't be meichel. It's not hers to be meichel. So the case has to be she's a begeris. So she's a begeris. So therefore, she's a begeris. As I was saying, the Gemara ostensibly, just read through the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like we need begeris to take off knas, we need shaita to take off boishes of gam, and we need mefuta to take off tsar. The emes is that once you say that she's a mefuta and a begeris, once you say she's a mefuta and a begeris, once she's a mefuta and a begeris, so she's meichel everything. So why does she have to be a shaita? So nechanani, I think Rashi says she doesn't have to be a shaita now. Rashi doesn't say.
After mefuta.
What?
After mefuta. Lo garcina.
If Rashi goes in the second test. What?
If Rabbi Zera would Rashi also say in Levoshes Pam, so we know that we need Shaita.
Yeah, Chorashi say. So why Taka? Why do we still need Shaita? You're right. Do we still need Shaita though? If she's a Begera, so looks like everything's going to her, and if she's a Mefuta, so she's Meichel. That's the next. We see later in the Gemara, by Yisraim, even she's Meichel. So a Begeris and a Mefuta is Meichel. So why does she have to be a Shaita? Yeah. I don't think you pay boishes to the mishpacha. The Gemara talks about the boishes of the mishpacha. Gabe, it's sad to say that we shouldn't believe this haidah for boishes because he's. The Gemara says that we don't believe if he's a havmin to say that if he's moided to boishes, so he's not chayav boishes because, like maybe he just wants to soil her reputation, so that's why he's being moided. So we shouldn't believe him not to soil her in order to preserve her reputation. So we don't say that. And the Gemara says that the Gemara, that discussion he has, that you know, he's also soiling the reputation of the whole family. But the Maisa, a lot of the she's Meichel, that's the next Gemara. You say Mufuta, she can Meichel. We don't say, well, how can she Meichel the family? Yeah, the family has the Tashlumi Baisha said to her, not to the family. I'm missing something over here.
So at this point, the Gemara is only bringing food to explain why the Mitzvah is not Tzara. At this point, the Gemara doesn't even need that.
Yeah, but that's the Barabara, that's the. But
that's how good the Hashtag.
The Hashlach is that we can simplify the case. We don't have to make her a begeris. We can make her a naira, and she's a yisayimu mufuta. I feel tame achayis a naira, but we'll say that she's a yisayimu mufuta. Chayre, the first teretz is still true that she's, it's like two teretz in the world. There's a hashta dos is lochi, we can make her yisayim mufuta. But if you wanted to be a begeres, maybe you're right. Maybe that's pshat in hashta dos lochi. A hashta dos lochi, you don't have to make her a begeres because you could have her. Maybe you're right. One second. Or maybe you're right. Maybe it's kol mehasta dosat lachi. Because the emes is that once she's a begeres and she's a mefuta, so I don't need her to be a shaita. Because once she's a begeres and a mefuta, she's meichel. You have mechila. In a way, that's the Gemara's answer. Hashta dosat lachi, we could get rid of the shaita, and we don't even have to make her a begeres, because we lachatchilah thought she has to be a begeres because we have to take her out of the parsha of knas. But now that she's a mefuta, we don't have to take her out of the parsha of knas. All we need is she'll be laatzma. And then she'll be mefuta, and then she'll be meichel. So maybe we don't have to go so far as to say that she's a begeres. It's enough to say that she's a yisayma. But in vada, begeres is better than a yisayma. Begeres is more independent than a yisayma. So the charami. So that's the hemshel. So you're right. So that's after reading the Gemara. The Gemara is had a ham. You know, what do you do with tzar, with knas? The answer is she's a begeres. What do you do with boishes of gam? The answer is that she's a shaita. What do you do with tzar? The answer is that she's a mefuta. But once you say that she's a mefuta, so you taka don't need shaita. And for that matter, you still need begeris, but we could simplify it and make her not even a begeris, but simply make her a yisayma. That's the Gemara. Hashdos lochi filutem achayis and harav yisayma mufutu. Says Rashi. B'yisayma sheknosu boish tu pgoma shalo mufutu kevin shakal shalo en kan chiyo mama do avdo midayto b'yachuli achli gabe. Shaito legasinon. It's not a yisayma shaito mufutu, just a yisayma mufutu. The bepikachas nami ain't shum chiyah moment when mufuti yisayim because she's meichel. So it comes out according to the, it comes out that it's mefurish in the Gemara according to the way we have the Gemara, by Rashi's Gemara, that a yisayim mufuta has no knas because she's meichel the knas. Don't have to say she's a begeres. Hashem does lochi. She's a yisayim and she has no. She's a Yisayma. Yisayma has Knas. But she's Mechil of Knas. You see this Mechil on Knas. But Kitzer, it says in this Gemara, Beferit is Mechil on Knas. Not like what? Yishami. Not like the Yishami. Yishami says there's no Mechil on Knas because since the Knas is only Chai by the Knas only was Chai by the Amad of Adin. So you can't be Mechil, Chayim not Amad of Adin. You can't be Mechil before the Chiv was Chal. That's the Yishami. And Agamar says that the Taisus in the beginning of the parak pointed out that the Babli is Chaluk on the Yishami. Quote this Gemara. The Ramban discussed, we saw the Ramban, why is Taka the Babli Chaylik and Yishami? The Chaylik Yishami has a good point. If it's Chaylik, if the Chiv yes, was not yet Chal, happy to be Mechel Chiv that wasn't yet Chal. So the Ramban says two things. He says either it's Midin Krak Susi. Either it's Midin Krak Susi. Meaning it's not Midin Mechila. It's not a Maisa, there's no Maisa Mechayim at all. The Ramban understands that Krak Susi is not a Mechila. I think Taisus later on in Hevav, I think, smash that it is a mechila. We talked all about this in the beginning of the parak. But the Ramban apparently tells Krak Susi is not a chiv with the mechila. Krak Susi means it's not a ma'isa mazik in the first place. If I want you to tear my jacket, it's not a ma'isa mazik. So here as well, since she says Krak Susi, and she's the, and it's her ksus because she's a yisayma, so it's, she's like the bialim on her psulim. So then it's not a ma'isa mazik at all, and if it's not a ma'isa mazik at all, there's no chiv knas. We said at the time, you see that the getter of the Chiyuv Knas is that it's a kind of, that he's, so that he was master of the Psalm. So maybe that has to do with the Dorm of Praxis. That's Tamek Zeres HaKosu, that for the Maisa be his Chayuv Knas. He's Chayuv Knas for being master of the Psalm. Besides the Pagam of Kevin and Nimkub Bashuk. But there's a Knas for the Etzim Hefzad Psalm. And if she says Praxis, then there's no Knas for Etzim. That's one answer in the Ramban. And the Ramban has another answer that it's like it's like siluk. That you can be mistaken. Sometimes it's siluk is a din deraisa. Just like a husband could be mistaken by just like the oros can be mistalik from the schustum that he has in the wife after nesuin, since they weren't chaget. So he could be mistalik to the isha, could be mistalik from the schustum that she's going to have in the. She's going to have after the Gemar Din in the Knas. Rashi, the Ramban brings another gish in the Gemara over here that it shushed him with the Yerushalmi. Ramban brings a gish, so I don't know if I remember it now. Hanagid of Shmuel, Shmuel Hanagid, Kosov. He had the Girsi Yisoyim Shaitim Mufuta. Rashi takes it out, but the Nagid had the Girsi of Yisoyim Shaitim Mufuta. So he learns Yisoyim doesn't mean a regular Yisoyim. Yisoyim here means Yisoyim B'chaya Av. That means a Nairish in his Arsav and his Gasha. That's the mission later on. We had it a little bit in the past. There's two Rebbe Kivas with Rebbe Yisrael Glili. Torah says Ashalei Rosa. What does Torah want with Ashalei Rosa? So Rebbe Yisrael Glili holds that Ashalei Rosa means that if she had Erison, then she has no Knas at all. Not La'atzma, not La'aviyah. So the Gemara says Yisayma, it means Yisayma B'chayav. It means such a kind of case where she has no Knas because she's a Yisayma. And she has no Beishuv Gam because she's a Shaita. And she has no tsar because she's a mufuta. That's his mekayim the girsi. Yisayim doesn't mean yisayim. Yisayim doesn't mean pashat yisayim. It's a regular yisayim. The knas goes to her. Here it means yisayim she ain't lo knas because it's going like a v'yaseg lili that she was in tsarse. She's ain't lo knas. So because she's ain't lo knas, pashat yisayim. She has no knas and she has no voices of gam because she's a shaita. Because she's a shaita. And she has no tsar, she's a mufuta. And she's not meichel, she's a shaita. Can't say she's a mufuta, she's meichel, but she's a gam. Because since she's a shaita, so she can't be meichel. So she's a shaita, therefore there's no bashes of gam. So why say that she's a shaita at all? Why not just say she's a mufuta? And that will take care of the bashes and the gam also. Because she'll be moichel the boishes of the b'gam. He says, "Ilo hayu mufuto hayu l'tzar. Ilo hayu sashoito hayu l'boishes of b'gam." Oh yeah, because there's a father. Because the boishes of b'gam goes to the father, so she can't be moichel. She's a yisayim v'chayav. I mean, she's an isarso. So she has a din. She doesn't have knas because the gzeres hakosta v'ashalei also. But she's a girl who has a father. Her boishes of b'gam go to the father. So meila, that's why you need all three things. That's the Girsus Hanagim. It's a whole construct over here. I don't know what the Hashi exactly. Why is this case more positive than the case before? But that's the case. She's a Begeris. I mean, she's not a Begeris. She's a Yisayim Chayav, so she has no Knas. And she's a Shaita. There's no Mechila because there really is a father. But she's a Yisayim Chayav, so there's no Knas. She's a Shaita, so there's no Beishas of Gan. And she's a mufuta, so there's no tsar. That's the gersus of Nagid. If your girl is like the Nagid, then faket, it's muchuch, that if she would not be a yisayma, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say poshut that she's a yisayma, from the fact that it doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't give the poshut answer of Rashi, that she's a regular yisayma mufuta, it's muchuch that yisayma mufuta would have knas. This gersus is mashma the other way around. Like that it holds like the Yishami, that really you can't be Michael Knas. So that's why this Girsa has to have a whole elaborate setup in order to get rid of the Chi Knas. Can't just say she's Michael Knas. So you have to say, no, there was no Knas because it's going like a day saying, Luli, she's a Yishami Chayav, and she's a Shaita, and she's a Mufuto. So what's the Hashad Asad Lachi, according to his Girsa? What's Hashad Asad Lachi? It's just as complicated as the Gemara before. The Gemara before had that she's a Begeris, and she was a Begeris, and a Shaita, and a Mufuto. And really, once she's a begaris, I don't know why she has to be a shaita. She could be a begaris and mufuta. Or we can't be Michael Knaf. The first text in the Gemara, she's a begaris, shaita, mufuta. And then the shaita could take out. Because once she's a begeris and mefuta, she got rid of everything. She's a begeris, she has no knas. She's a mefuta, so she's meichel, she's meichel, the boishes, b'am and sar. So the first teretz in effect is that she's a begeris and a mefuta. And then there was a nohash, the asid lahachi, you could say that she's a yisayim of a chaya av, and a shaita and a mefuta. Why is that more poshut? What's the hashtag the asid lahachi?
Plan at the beginning asks why the Gemara didn't just say kam b'sul kam b'ula, and says rebusa nakar afilu b'sula. So it might be hashd aslach is the opposite. It's trying to give a bigger chiddush.
Yeah, but hashd aslachi by definition means it's a smaller case. Hashd aslachi always means once you're saying this that she's a mafuta, you could simplify it. Why? Where's the simplification here?
The Tosus Yishanim Agav, the way Tosus understands the kasha, says that it would be more necha, says the kasha is nobe from the fact that our Mishnah is a Mishnah that we're discussing in Naira, and the kasha is that the Mishnah in Markos should also be discussing the same thing, and that's a stira. So the hashda sasalchim might just be more necha to assume that it's a Naira as opposed to the Bulgaris, irrelevant of how complicated.
Okay, maybe, but at the end of the day, I think that the meaning of hashda sasalchim, hashda sasalchim means once you're saying she's a mafuta, that's the definition of hashda sasalchim. Once you're saying she's a mafuta, we don't need the other ukimtas. What do you mean? We're just substituting new akimtas that are just as far-fetched and maybe more far-fetched. Whatever, well, they're not any simpler anyway than the earlier akimtas. Is there about maybe there about himself talking about? Rabban doesn't ask that. I don't know. I don't know what the Nagad does with the Lashon of Hashad Asad Lachi. But upon him, the Fila Nagad, it's Mukhuch. Rabban does point out that the Fila Nagad, you see that from the fact that the Gemara needs this complicated case, rather than just going straight to a Pasha to Yisrael Mufuta, that the Bavli stims with the Yerushalayim. So that's just important to know. That even though Taisit meaning the Parak and Rashi over here, they all learn that the Bavli is Chalak and the Yerushalmi, but there is a Shikhtan Rishonim that the Bavli is not Chalak and the Yerushalmi, and there's no Mechila and Knas. So anyway, going on. So the Gemara says, Alma Kasover Ula. What's the Alma Kasover Ula? Says Rashi. Kasover Ula. The Uki Masnisin the Makis Bibegeres. The Uki Masnisin the Hocha Bishlei Hisrubai. From the fact that Ula says the Mishnah Makis is talking about a Begeres, and that's the Teretz, why didn't he answer that our Mishnah is talking about Shlei Hisrubai? That's the Hashad Asad Lachi. When the fact that Ula said his teretz, that the Mishnah over there is talking about a begeris, rather than say Rabbi Yochanan's teretz, really, that our Mishnah is talking about a lehistruboy, you see that he doesn't hold from Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. He holds that that's not going to help. Lehistruboy is not going to help. Rather, he holds that it's not true. That even if it would be lehistruboy, that you can't say our Mishnah that says there's a chi of knas. It's only b'shal hisrubai, because even if it would be hisrubai, the thing would be m'mayna mashal and milkalei laki. Why didn't Rashi say more pashut? Why didn't Rashi just say that the diak is from the fact that Ula says that by a chaysay naira, you get knas. So that itself, Ula said by chayis nari you get knas. Why doesn't the malchus pater? That's a raya that he holds mleidem mishalem milkalei lokim. So that's not muchach, because maybe it's talking about lehisrubai. That's why maybe that's talking about lehisrubai. But the Gemara's point is okay. But once you already say that, so make that the teretz. Kanshi hisrubai, kanshi lehisrubai. Since he didn't say that, you see that that's not a chiluk. Okay, let's see Taisus. Tap Taisus Kaimel and then Elaik Mishalim. Near Liri, the Liparacha Masnissin, the Hosam, and my Lekka. The Gemara's Kash is on Amish, but not on the Mishnah over there. The Hopshita, the Mishkachas, the Makas, the Lake Nask, and Begeris. Mashos Pina Gars, the Ramaphutuk, you're going Begeris, or Ibuula. The Gemara's asking a steer from Knas to Makas. He's going to say Behemshech. The Gemara is not ostensibly talking about the Gemara is lechatchil, not asking from Baishu Subkam. That's already the next stage. But Ika Baishu Subkam. The Gemara lechatchil is asking on Knas. So for Knas is a pasha to answer. Here it's talking about a begaris, and here's that the Mishnah Malkus, we're talking about a begaris abula. Everybody knows by a begaris abula is no Knas. The question of the Gemara is primarily not in the Mishnah Malkus, it's primarily in the Mishnah by us. And my Mishalim Knas came in the Ika Malkus. And then Tosis adds, it's like for good measure. If the Gemara's question is primarily directed to Amish, we don't know yet about Bashir Tan. So we're addressing Knas. We're asking primarily not on the Mishnah over there, because not every case has Knas. That's obvious, self evident. The question primarily is an Amish, because every case has Malkus. So why is there Knas? Tosis bothered, one second, not every case is Malkus either. If there's no Asura, there's no Malkus. So what's the worst kasha in the Mishnah? So Taisa says, "Sal kadaitach the makshe the chayv malchus shaking the mtum and the tashlumim." The Gemara is having it was the chayv malchus shaking the matar patrusa. So the kitzur Taisa is asking like this. I think it's Avon and Taisa. The Gemara doesn't know yet about Bashi Zutkam. The Gemara lechatchil is asking on Knas. And the Amish says it's Knas. The Mishnah Malkus says it is Malkus. How can there be Malkus and Knas? Tosis is bothered. What's the kasha in the first place? Everybody knows not every case has Knas, and not every case has Malkus. You only have Knas by a Naira Psula. You only have Malkus by Hasra. So what's the worst kasha in the first place? Just like Karl Wazel said, there's many cases that don't have Knas, there's many cases that don't have Malkus, so why does the Gemara see here that this is theory at all? So Tosis says the Gemara is working, an initial assumption is that. The Gemara's initial assumption is that Chayv and Malkus Shagigim still have are potter from that the Din of Eloikim Mishalim is even b'shagig. So Mela, the Gemara is asking, how can you have Knas since there's certainly Malkus, it's certainly Chayv and Malkus Shagigim, kol apachas, it's Chayv and Malkus Shagigim, so there should not be Knas. A little bit strange. If you hold, Tosis is positing that the Gemara now is, its initial assumption is that the din of Ein Elokim Mishalim is even by Chayv Malkus Shagigim, which we'll learn later on is the sheet of Reish Lakish. If you hold like Reish Lakish, that Chayv Malkus Shagigim, is it possible to hold like Ulu that Mamoina Mishalim Milkalei Loki, that when you have a conflict from Bama and Malkus, so it's Mamoina Mishalim Milkalei Loki, and hold like Reish Lakish, that the din of Kneir Shossi is even by Chayv Malkus Shagigim? Does that make any sense even? If you hold him in Mayna Mishalim Milkaloi Loki, I mean, if you hold it around, if you hold that even by Chayv Malkus Shagigim this is the din of Kneir Shossi, doesn't that automatically mean that you like it rather than being Mishalim? That the Malkus trumps the Tashlum and not the other way around? What sense would it make to say that Chayv Malkus Shagigim, the thing is Mishalim Einike, because the Shagig is not looking anyway? I'm just thinking out loud a little bit. Doesn't Ula presuppose, doesn't Reish Lakish rather, Reish Lakish Shita, that Chayv Malkus Shagigim also have the Nukhtei Rishasa? Doesn't that presuppose that it's the Malkus that's trumping the moment? So then you could say, not only does Malkus be Mesid Mevatel Chiv moment, but even the Malkus of Shagig, where you're not actually going to get the Malkus, you just could have gotten Malkus. The fact that you could have got the Malkus also is Mevatel, you don't get Mammon. I understand, Reish Lakish is built on Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says we have a steer between Malkus and Mammon, so the Yolaika Ve'ena Mishalim, the Malkus overrides the Mammon. And Reish Lakish takes that a step further, and he says not only does Malkus but Poyel override Mammon, but even if you did a Maisa that could have been Mechayim Malkus, just you did it B'shagig, that also overrides the Chi of Mammon. But this Reish Lakish, this Havana, it presupposes Rabbi Yochanan. If on the other hand you hold like, but if you hold like Ula, that when you have a steer of Kedei Reish Lakish, he's Mishalim Ve'Eino Leika. He's Mishalim Ve'Eino Leika. Then there's no mokum to say that applies even b'shoyig. What applies b'shoyig? Even b'shoyig's mishalim ein elokim. What would that even mean? So it's a little bit strange that the Gemara, we're going into the sugya and kilu the Gemara already is holding like a v'yachin. Isn't it like we're prejudicing the issue before we even start? It's going to be machlekes ulven v'yachin, mishalim ein elokim, elokim and mishalim. And the Gemara, the kashi already has Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is like a v'yachin on steroids. It's Rav Yochanan plus. It's Reish Lakish holds like Rav Yochanan that is like Vein Mishalim, and not only that, but he holds even Vishoikig is like Vein. You know, even the fact that he could have been like it makes it that it's Vein Mishalim. That already the Gemara knows before the Gemara even got the Ulun of Yochanan. The Gemara already knows like more than Rav Yochanan. Strange to me. So how could I take the max of the high mark and shake him 2 minutes? I mean, maybe you'll tell me, maybe Taisa means like this. That the Gemara held in the Havim, you know, that's what we held like Reish Lakish. You can't hold like Reish Lakish. We can't already hold like Reish Lakish. If you hold like Reish Lakish, you've already decided that you hold like Rav Yochanan. It's hard to say the Maksha already decided he holds like Rav Yochanan. Taisa just means that the Maksha held that there's no Mokim Lechalak between Mezid and Sheik. If he's, whatever the din is going to be, there's not going to be a chiluk between Shagig and Mezid. Whatever it is, it's across the board. So we don't know yet what it is. You know, it could be that it's Mishalim and Eloike, it could be this Leike and Mishalim, but whatever it is, there's not going to be a distinction between Shagig and Mezid. At least that's what the Makshin thought. So therefore, the Makshin held. No, we have a steer. Here it says Leike, here it says Mishalim. And the answer can't be here it says Leike, here it says Mishalim. Why are you Mishalim? Kashna Amishna, why are you Mishalim? Well, maybe I'm making a mistake. The Taisa says the Kashna directed primarily at our Mishnah. Doesn't that all by itself already mean that the Makshin assumed like a Vechon? Right? Taisa says the Mishnah Makas we never had a kasha because everybody knows that there's many tzurim where there's no kanasa. We never had a kasha in the Mishnah Makas. The kasha is lechatchila. The Makshin was asking in our Mishnah, why does it say in our Mishnah like Mishalim? Where did the Malkus go? That means the Makshin was already assuming that like Ula, because according to Ula, kasha doesn't start. If a kasha according to Ula, if anything, you can ask in that Mishnah. Taisa says on that Mishnah you can't ask because obviously you could be talking about a big heir. So according to it's a strange thesis. What?
Tosfos himself says that when Pasha to the Gemara, the Gibel Kemp is in that Mishnah. And yeah, that's what Ula ends up doing. So isn't that why Ula has to end up doing it before the fact that we're asking?
He said we should even backtrack earlier. What's the whole thesis? Thesis says that we're not asking on the Gemara and Malkus, because the Gemara and Malkus, it's self evident that we could set sign that it's talking about the Ula or Begaris. So we would never have a Kasha in the first place. So just in the Pasha Tavana, what are you talking about? Ula comes along and he says to Teretz that there's an akimta for the Gemara and for the Mishnah and Malkus. Yisayimu mufuta. Either Begeris mufuta, Yisayimu mufuta. He has akimtas for the Mishnah and Malkus. So what? So such a strange thesis. Thesis says Kilu that there was never a kash in the Mishnah and Malkus because it's obvious the akimtas for the Mishnah and Malkus. What do you mean? It's obvious there's akimtas. That's what Ula says. Ula was obvious. Like, what does Tosfos want? What was Tosfos even? Like, the whole Tosfos Lechatchila is bizarre. The Gemara is a kasha. Ula says a teretz. He's talking about, and with all arichos. First he says, be a pegeres, shoytim, a futu, with the hashtod osus lochi. And Tosfos comes along and he says, really, the Gemara's question was never in the Mishnah Malkus because it's obvious that there's an ukimta. Ula spends like four lines getting to that ukimta, and Tosfos doing that was never the kasha in the first place because that's obvious. So I think the answer is, maybe the Mashal's Miramis is this, I don't recall right now. I think the answer is, the Tosfos means like this. Of course, once we get involved with Boshes of Gam, so we have to get complicated with Kimptus for the Mishnah Markus too. Because you have Boshes of Gam, so where is it? So you have to say she's a Shaita with the Mufuta, or she's a Shaita or a Mufuta, or with the Hashas of Oslochi, she's a Yesai Mufuta. When we want to deal with Boshes of Gam, we have complicated things that we have to do. Because Boshes of Gam you have even by a Ba'ula. And Boshes of Gam you have even by a Begeris. So then you have to start saying Ukimptus of Shaita, and you have to say Ukimptus of Mufuta, and so on. A lot of that requires Ukimptus. But that wasn't what Ula said. Taisus is also Behemshech in the Taisus Shonim. In the bottom, Omid points out, Ula himself, the whole Aricha is about Shaita and Mufuta, that's not Ula. Ula didn't address Boshes of Gam in the first place. Ula addressed Knas. Kama Chaisa Naira, Kama Chaisa Begeris, which is the answer for Knas. The Gemara afterwards, the Stoma of the Gemara says it one second. What about Boshes of Gam? Moshes of Kimtus, there's no Boshes of Gam. But Ula was never addressing that. Ula was addressing just the issue of Knas. And Ula answered Kan Bachaisa Nara, Kan Bachaisa Begeris. Right, if you look in the Tosfos Shonim, I don't know if Elam did yet the Tosfos Shonim, but he says that the top of it, the second line. Because the ain't near she is a midivrei ula, ela talmudu to karmale. The whole ikar boishes of kam. That's all the talmudu talking. Ula just said kam b'chayse nara, kam b'chayse begeris. End of story. So Ula was only addressing the steer of the issue of knas. He wasn't addressing anything further. Says Tosfos, the issue of knas. If so, that means the Gemara's kasha was really the stomach of the Hamuda had other issues, but boishes of kam. But the Gemara's initial question from the Mishnah Malkus to the Mishnah Amishnah, which Ula was coming to answer, was only a question about knas. So Tosfos says, if we're only talking about Knas, if we're only addressing Knas, so the Mishnah in Malkus is really posh. Obviously not Knas in all cases. By a Begeris, no, that's why we take out the word, the Mashal takes out the word Mufuta. And Tosfos also doesn't appear. Just can Begeris say Ba'ula? The answer is, the Mishnah in Malkus, it's self-evident. We don't need Ula to tell me that there's a case that there are cases where there's no Knas. Okay, there are very few cases where there is. A Naira is the smaller. A Naira Psula is a very limited case. So Chosle is obviously a much broader category than a Naira Psula. In many cases, she could be not a Psula, she could be not a Naira. So what was the Gemara's kasha in the first place? Again, since Tosfos is reading the Gemara never asked about Boshes of Gam. That's later on, the Stoma of the Talmud gets involved with Boshes of Gam. The Gemara's, that Ula didn't address, and if Ula didn't address it, it was obviously never the Gemara's problem initially. The Gemara's initial problem was, what about regarding Knas? So Tosfos, regarding Knas, that's a very strange question to ask. What do you mean? What's the kasha about Knas? Not every case has Knas. That forces Tosfos to say that the Gemara initially assumed, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Malkus patur's mamon. And therefore, the question was not in the Mishnah in Malkus. The question was in our Mishnah. You know, maybe there are many cases where there's not Knas, but there's always Malkus. So how can our Mishnah say, Elin Arashayashanam Knas? What happened to the Malkus? And the Tosfos adds, that's also really not such a strong question. Not always is there Malkus either. What about if there was no Hasharos? So he says, no, the Gemara is assuming, not only is the Gemara in the Kasha assuming like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is in the Kasha was assuming even like Rish Lakish. That not only does Malkus pat the moment, but even Chaim and Malkus Shoytin pat this moment. So the Gemara's initial assumption when it asked the question was that Malkus pat this moment, and even without Hasharot pat this moment. That's what we're asking. So how do you have Elin Arashayashan and Knas? And in which case, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan both are really answering that the Hanoch is wrong. Ula's answering your Hanoch is wrong. It's not true. Malkus does not pat the moment. It's the other way around. Moment patas Malkus. And Rabbi Yochanan answers, it's not true. Your assumption that Malkus patas even without even that Chayvi Malkus patas even without Asura. That's not true. Kanshe Yisub, Kanshe Yisubay, Kanshe Yisubay, and without Asura doesn't patas. I think that's talking the Pashtu Shatim. That's the Habani here in this Tosfos. So Zachinu. That Tosfos is learning up that the Gemara Lechatchila was only asking about Knas, And Ula answered, "Kan b'chayse nara, kan b'chayse begeres," and that's the end of Ula's, what Ula had to say. And everything else afterwards is not from, which in Taisa Shalom is mefurish. But I think it's meduyik in this Taisa as well. Taisa Shalom later says that mefurish, that Ula's words start end with "Kan b'chayse nara, kan b'chayse begeres," and afterwards from how Ika b'chayse ugam is the stomach. It's a graduate school kind of Taisa Shalom. After that is the stomach of the Talmud talking, but Ula's already finished with "Kan b'chayse nara, kan b'chayse begeres." Again, it's explicit in Taisus, but I think it's implicit in this Taisus, because if the whole thing is Medivri Ula, and Ula the Chatchil of the Gemara is addressing Boishes of Gam also, so then what does Taisus mean? It's so poshut that in Malkus there's no moment, because everybody it's self evident. There was never a kash in the first place. How could it be self evident? Ula spends so much time finding a new kimta to create it. You know, you say him a futa shaita all erichos. What does Taisus want? That it's self evident. Terence says that's not what he's talking about. That's about an apashut. Once you start dealing with boishes of kamen, it really does get complicated. But Ula was not talking about that. Ula was just addressing the kasha about knas. So Tosfos says knas, that was really very not much of a kasha on the Mishnah Malkus. Of course, not every case has knas. Elamai in the Chanami, so Tosfos says the kasha was an our Mishnah. That's very good on the pshat. Talking the Tosfos, but now I think there's going to be an issue here. So what?
Doesn't Tosfos say the answer of Ula is that the Mishnah is talking? I mean, he says Mishani Ula Demastis Nafil Ula Hisrbo Behisrbo the one Mishani. Ula's answer is something else, not something else, but the later part of Ula.
Mishani Ula Demastis Nafil Ula Hisrbo. Because Mivani Mishani Ula Kalei Laki.
You're saying isn't the Mishani that's what Ula's coming? That's the Iker of Ula's answer.
Yeah, that's meaning. Right. So what Ula said was Kama Chayse Nara Kama Chayse Begeres. So Tosfos says that really, as far as it goes, is Poshut. I don't need Ula to tell me kama chayse nara kama chayse begeres. What Ula means to say really is, your hanocha was that Malkus Pata's mammon, in which case is what's that Malkus Pata's mammon, in which case it's not really going to help to say kama chayse nara kama chayse begeres, because at the end of the Amish and Shveri, Amish and chayse nara. Why is there mammon? The answer is no. You're wrong. Your hanocha is wrong. The question, your question is good according to your assumption, but your assumption is wrong, because mammon trumps Malkus, not the other way around, and therefore Achaisenayer has Knas and not Achaisenayer. Therefore, has Knas and not Malkus, and then and that's the answer. Kama Achaisenayer. The real answer of Ula is Kama Achaisenayer. That by Naira your Hanocha is wrong. She gets Mammon and not Malkus. There's Mammon and not Malkus, and then the Mishnah Malkus, of course, talking about Begeres. That was self evident all along. So. Now, just one thing. So it comes out like this. The Ula finished talking by Kama Chayse Begeres. That's the end of Ula. Again, Taisham says that Beferish. I don't really need this Taisham. Taisham says that Beferish. But I think it's Mavur and not Taisham also. Then the Gemara says, but what happened to Baishu Subgam? And the Gemara answers, well, Baishu Subgam, she's going to have to be Baishu Subgam, she's a Shaita, and Sar, she's a Mefuta. And once she's a mefuta, you can forget about her being a shaita. You could just say that she's a begeres and mefuta, or even better, you could say that she's a yisayim and mefuta. Hashtag the osad lochi, I don't even need to be a begeres. She could be a yisayim and mefuta. Because she's a meichel. I don't chap. But Ula said that it's kama chayis a begeres. How come Ula said kama chayis a begeres? It's not true. I mean, by a chayis a begeres, well, it's not true, but it's like more complicated than Ula needed it to be. Ula said she's talking about a begeres. Begeres per se doesn't care about Baishu's Gam and Tsar. We're going to have to come on to the fact that she's a mefuta. Once she's a mefuta, so you don't need her to be a begeres. She could be even simpler than a begeres. She could be a saima. Hashdos lachi means that's simpler. Say, why make her a begeres? She could even be a naira, but she's a naira who's knosu atzma, and she's a mefuta and she's meichel. So it now becomes a kashan ula. If it's not me divrei ula, I could ask this. I don't need the Tosfos. I could ask it directly on the Tosfos Yishonim. But we're in the Tosfos. It comes out that ula was. It becomes the hashu the osu lahochi. If it's me divrei ula, so fine. So it's me divrei ula. But now that it's not me divrei ula, it's the stam of the Talmud talking. So now the charetz haharan ula himself. Why did ula say begeres? Begeres is not going to help for baishus b'kam and tsar. We're going to have to say that it's talking about a mefuta in order to get rid of the problem of tsar. Once we say that she's a mefuta, then we don't really need her to be a big. Then she's really meichel. Besides being a begeres who has no knas, even if she would have knas, she would be meichel the knas. In which case, she doesn't really need to be a begeres. It's sufficient to say that she's a yesaima. So So now, why do Ulu say she's a begeris? Say that she's Yisrael. She has to be Mufuta anyway. So make her. So why make her a begeris who has no knas? Make her a Yisrael, but since she's a Mufuta, she's Mufuta knas. Yeah, but it has also because Divri Ulu, but now it's like a Kashan Ulu. So like maybe Nechami, maybe like the Gemara is like criticizing Ulu. Like Hashad the Osas Lahochi, Ulu really didn't need to say she's a begeris. Ulu could have better said that she's a, could have said simpler to this, she's a Yisrael. Maybe that's challenging the Gemara. The Gemara is in a sense revising Ulu. Ulu said she's a begeris. The Gemara said that's not really a full teres. Doesn't take care of tzar. You have to say Elam. I have to say she's a mufuta. Hashad the Osas Lahochi. I don't really. Then Ulu really didn't need to say she's a begeris. Ulu could have simply said that she's a Yisrael. Maybe that's why Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know, I don't know how far the Ilum got. Rabbeinu Tam learns that it's all Midivri Ulu. The Teshonim is masses and Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. He's reading the more wrong. It's not Midivri Ulu. Rabbeinu Tam learns that the whole Shakla Vitari about Boshesh Gam is Midivri Ulu. Maybe that's why. Because Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to learn Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, because otherwise the Gemara is a Kashan Ulu. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't Nichud of that. Okay. I wasn't really planning to say anything on this thesis, but so it needs to be double checked because it needs to be thought through. Just make sure I'm not making a mistake. But I think this comes out correctly.
Yeah. Maybe it's a bit too much, but like maybe according to the Shonim, there's no mechila on kas.
Well, that's very hard to say. That Ulu holds not like the Shonim anymore, but like Ulu holds like the Yerushalmi. Yeah, okay, that's a lot to say. That's a lot to say. But Kissy, what I'm saying, the whole thing is really very, and what I'm saying is not a complicated thing. We can say it very simply. We'll just start with the Tosi Shonim, it'll be much simpler. Tosi Shonim has a Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosi Shonim themselves. The small print, that's a Tosi Shonim. He has a Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosi Shonim themselves. Just how to read the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara that the whole thing is Ulufot. Till Yisayim Mufuta, Hashdos Lachri, Yisayim Mufuta, it's called them a Divri Ulu. And their Taishanim in the cells says it's not Mashma the Gemara that way. It's Mashma, Ula ends with Kam Bechais Nara, Kam Bechais Vigeris. And the whole Shaka Vatari, but Vahiko Bechis of Gam, that's the stomach of the Talmud talking afterwards. I think that it's Madu, you can add Taish in the top Taishas that he holds like the Taishas Shonim and not like Rebbeinu Tam. Because Taishas starts off by saying, the Gemara really had no cash in the way. It's obvious. The mission in Malkus is obviously not Shver because it's self-evident that not always is there a case of Knas. You could have a case of Ulu. You could have a case of Basula. So the mission in Malkus is self-evident. Therefore, the Gemara's primary question must be directed to Amishta, which means the Gemara is l'chatchil assuming like Rav Yochanan and not like Ulu. And not only is the Gemara initially assuming like Rav Yochanan and not like Ulu, the Gemara is assuming like Reish Lakish and not even like that it's even B'shagif. That's the Tosis. So I think it's Meduik like the Tosis Shonim, because if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Kol Zemi Divri Ulu, that means that the Gemara from the very beginning was dealing not only with Knas, but also with Boishas of Gam. So then the Mishnah in Malkus is Shver. The Mishnah in Malkus has Eilen Aleikin. What about Boishas of Gam? What about Tsar? So yeah, we have Terutzim. Yisayim, Mufut, Shaita. We have Terutzim. But you can't say that it's self-evident. There's no Kash in the first place. Doesn't pass to say that's self-evident. That's why the word in Tosfos Kigam Begeris and Mufuta is Mufuta probably. Again, Tosfos Rosh doesn't say Mufuta. Mashad didn't have Begeris and Mufuta. Mufuta is very sure because once you Begeris and Tosfos Begeris Mufuta, that means the Tosfos is already is talking about the issue of the Boshes of Kam issue also, the Boshes of Kam with Tsar issue also. And which doesn't make any sense. It was posher to the Gemara that there's no Kash in the Mishnah in Malkus because it could be talking about a case of Begeris and Mufuta. That's an Agamara. It takes 4 lines to get to that. That's not self-evident. And the next word in Taisus, Ay Ba'ula, what happened? It means Ba'ula Mufuta. Ba'ula doesn't take care of. Akupanim, the Pasha Chan says, let's take out the word Mufuta. Assume it's without the word Mufuta. Taisus doesn't have it. So Taisus is saying, I think it's Mustafa Mitzad Asmi. Taisus was not Avada. Once you get into Baishus of Gam, and you'd have to start making lukimtus about yisayma and mefut and so on. That's not self-evident, and that's certainly worthy of the Gemara asking a kasha and the Gemara saying a teretz. But Tosis was read the Gemara like the Tosis Shonim, that the Gemara lechatchila Ula himself was not talking about, not addressing the boishes of kan issue. Ula was only addressing the knas issue. The Gemara asked from knas, and Ula answered kan benara kan bebegeres, kan bechaisa benara kan bechaisa begeres. And that Tosis could say very legitimately that really, if that's all that's going on, what was the maximum kasha in the first place? We're only talking about knas, so I need Ula to tell me kan bechaisa benara kan bechaisa begeres that there's a case where there's no knas. Everybody knows this case where there's no knas. A case where she's a where she's a begeret, or she's a bula for that matter. I don't need a kamachis and I kamachis a begeret. I could say she's a bula. So what was the worst kash in the first place? He says Taisus al kofin. The worst kash in the first place was the other way around, not in the Mishnah of Malkus, but rather in Aramish. The Aramish says that Elin that Achaisi has knas. Why does she have knas? The Malkus should pater from the knas because the Mordechai Chatchila thought Malkus paters from woman, not the other way around. That's the whole deal. I'm just adding. It comes out that if Ula ends with Kam Bechais Anar, Kam Bechais Begeres, and then the Stom of the Talmud says, well, what happened to Bechais Kam? What happened to Tsar? And the Gemara has to say, well, it must be talking about a Mefuta. And the Gemara says, well, once she's a Mefuta, she doesn't have to be a Begeres. She could already be a Yisayma. So already becomes a Haran on Ula. So why did Ula say Begeres? At the end of the day, she's going to have to be a Mefuta. And once she's a Mefuta, she doesn't have to be a Begeres. She could just be a Yisayma. That's what that remains a little bit difficult. Because we're going to have to learn the Gemara and the Chami. The Gemara sort of. Is in a way, the Gemara itself is saying that Ula said more than he needed. Ula said Begeres. He didn't have to say Begeres. He could have said Yisayma. Because she didn't have to be Mefuta anyway. Once she's a Mefuta, then you don't have to make her a Begeres who has no Knas at all. She might as well just be a Yisayma who could be Mefuta or Knas. After all, every Begeres is also Yisayma. That's the Oymek of Ahashta Asas Lachi. Every Begeres, by definition, is Yisayma. Because she's Yotzim Shusa'av. A Yisayma is a Yotzim Shusa'av who still has Knas. A Begeres is also a Yotzim Shusa'av who already aged out of Knas. So Ula said, it's talking about Achais a Begeres, says, well, she's going to have to be Mefuta anyway, so why make her a Begeres? Once you make her a Begeres anyway, Yisayma. Make her a Yisayma without being a Begeres. Just a plain Yisayma. That's what we're saying, that Ula really said more than he needed to. Okay, we'll stop there.